Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, loves. Welcome back. I'm really excited about today's segment. It's such a fascinating subject that I'm going into, and I think that you are going to love it because it really pertains to all of us. Today, I want to talk about the different generations and like what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, what I'm experiencing as far as what to expect with these generations, that our generation, the older ones, and then also the upcoming ones. That's the one that we're hearing a lot about. And I think a lot of stuff is really misunderstood, like many things in our life, in our world really are. So I listened to this super fascinating segment. I'm going to share some of my insights that I was able to learn from these really wise people. And then also my own experience that I have had with working with lots of people, hearing about their kids and their, you know, lots of parents and what they're feeling and what's on their minds and hearts. And I'm sure a lot of it will resonate with you. Okay. Do you find yourself, first off, being concerned about where our world is going, what's going to happen with these new generations that are, you know, up and coming or that are in their 20s even? We hear a lot about the millennials, right? So my parents were actually most likely your grandparents' age. My mom has passed on, but she was 83 when she passed, and my dad is 90 years old. So most of my friends and most of my clients, my parents are actually their grandparents' age. And that would be considered the traditional, that the name of that generation is traditionals. Okay. Then after that, you have the baby boomers, which most likely are your parents' age, you know, depending on how old you are. I do get some younger kids that listen to this, like in their 20s. And then the next generation is called Generation X. So you might be a Generation X, or your parents might be Generation X. That's actually my age, around my age. You can look up online the specific ages for these generations. But then after that, we had millennials come into the scene. And I think this was around 1994, I believe, when that was the change into the millennial phase. And so I actually have two children that were born as millennials. And then after that, you have the Gen Z, or also called iGen. That's another name for it as well. And I had a 10-year break in between my first two children. And then my second set of children, which were born years later, and that would be now the alpha phase. Okay. So the kids that were the alpha generation, that's the new generation that we're in right now. So it's really, really interesting to look at these. We're going to delve into them. I'm going to tell you some really cool, fascinating things, eye-opening things, because I believe at the end of this segment, you're going to change your mind on something. And it's actually really refreshing because we hear a lot of doom and gloom with our world and, you know, what's going to happen with our children. They're doomed, all of these things. And that is definitely not how I feel, and definitely not the findings of this fascinating wise couple that I'm going to share with you in their segment. It honestly like made me cry. It brought tears to my eyes and just made my heart sing when I listened to their segment on what they were saying, because when people speak truth, you can feel it, right? You can feel right there in our core. It's like, yes, I'm feeling this. These are things that I've heard, that I've felt, but I don't hear from other people. And so I'm hoping that you stay with me, you listen to this, and you tune into your internal guidance system. And I think you're going to have a lot of ahas as well. So first off, we hear a lot about millennials. This is the one that I hear them getting bagged on a lot. Okay. How they're so entitled, they have no work ethic, yada, yada, yada. We hear that all the time, that millennials are, you know, just lazy and entitled. Okay, I think this is hilarious in a sense, because don't you find it funny that when parents say that, I'm always thinking, well, how did they get there? If you think your kids are entitled, or you think their generation, or maybe these parents think that all the other kids, but not their own, are entitled. But at the end of the day, if your children are entitled or lazy or don't have that work ethic, then how did they get to that point? Were they just born that way? Or, I mean, is it just that generation that they're doomed, or did each of us have a hand in that? So I think it's kind of funny when we bag on a certain generation so much that we raised, right? So my husband and I, we've talked about our concern with our son before, because he loves electronics. That's his generation. He's my alpha child, which these younger generations, they are really electronic savvy, and they want electronics all the time, right? So there have been times where my husband and I have had these conversations and we're like, oh my gosh, he just wants to be on electronics all the time and yada yada. And then I remember my husband and I looking at each other and I was like, honey, this is not his fault. This is 100% our fault. If he is on electronics all the time, we're the ones that bought the electronics. We're the ones that weren't paying attention, or that we set the rules and we were too relaxed or whatever. And we're the ones that need to pull it together, because he's only 12, right? And so it's not a huge deal. We've just had these times where we've had to navigate through and we're like, whoa, this seems like a problem, or it could turn into a problem. So we need to be more aware. So we've had to course correct. It's the same type of thing when people say that their kids only eat junk food. They're like, my kids just, they won't eat anything. They just want junk all the time. It's like, well, who trained their palate? How did they even know what Doritos and, soda pop tasted like? Someone bought it for them at some point. And so we're to blame if a certain generation that was raised under our watch is not what we think that they should be, or if they're not, if they're entitled, or if they're all these negative things that people say, right? And of course, I do think that there's definitely some of that, of course, but there's some really beautiful, positive things that I'm going to shine the light on with these generations today that I think will really surprise us. Okay. One thing, so this is the gist. I'm not going to obviously go into the whole thing that they went over in their segment that I'm talking about, but who I'm talking about, their names are Elena and Alejandro, and they do vibrational revelations. I have actually had them on this show. So you could look up the podcast episode that I did with them. It was called Raising Your Consciousness with Elena and Alejandro. And they explain what they do. And it's really, really interesting. I've listened to many segments of theirs and they seem really on point. I don't know how they do what they do. I'm really not sure, but it is definitely 100% fascinating. Really fascinating. I believe that what they do is on point, because I've actually had three readings myself, personal readings with them, as well as listened to many of their segments. And like, I wouldn't have even believed, honestly, that what they do is true had I not, or at least not to the extent, had I not had my own lifetime reading with them, where they were able to say things and see in my vibrational patterns. They were able to pinpoint very specific things that happened in my life that no one would know. Now, first off, let me just tell you, it's not a psychic thing. It's not an energetic thing that they're picking up on these. They're not like, oh, I feel like this happened or anything. It's not intuitive. It's literally these instruments, which I don't know what they use. I'm not sure. They're instruments that they have, physical instruments, where it can read the vibrational, it can read your quantum field, the vibrational aura around you. It can read your consciousness. It's so fascinating. But anyways, what they did is they did a whole segment on the upcoming, the current and upcoming generations and where our world is going. Oh my gosh. Blew my mind. It's so cool. So the gist of it is that even though I would say the consensus that most people believe that our world is getting worse, people are getting more evil and more bad and less conscious, less righteous, That would definitely be a belief that I believe a lot of people have right now. And what their findings were was actually the opposite, that the older generations, such as traditionals and baby boomers and my generation, Gen X, that as you go more towards current day, the generations are getting more conscious and their vibration is actually, it goes higher, enter into the planet. Wow. Right. That is radically different than what a lot of people believe. And this is something so in line with what I have witnessed with my own eyes and ears and my own experience. And I'll share with you why I believe that and the things that I have seen. And you that have younger children, you're going to see this too, because I've talked to so many parents that have seen the same pattern. And there's a pattern to it. Now, let me say right off the bat, that does not mean that everyone that is in their 80s and 90s is very unconscious, and that all the baby boomers are less conscious than their grandchildren. It doesn't mean that there aren't certain people that have done the work or that have healed or been, that they have lived a life of, it doesn't mean that there's not certain people of different generations at a higher vibration. There are actually several, and that is what they've found. And of course, I'm sure that resonates with you. I'm sure you know some wise souls on this planet that are older than, you know, these young kids. But generally speaking, we're talking about the collective, that as these generations go, they become, their consciousness rises. Now, if you're not familiar with the vibrational emotional scale, I really recommend that you get jiggy with it, get to know it. You can just look it up, Google it. For any of my clients, they know this scale because I've shown it to them several times. But it's a scale where you can look at the vibrations of the consciousness. And so you're going from shame being the lowest, to guilt, to apathy, there's grief, there's several in there. You start to get to, like, you know, neutrality, and then wisdom and love and joy and peace. And then up at the very top is enlightenment. Well, when we're looking at these different generations, what Elena and Alejandro found in what they did their segment on was that as we get closer to generations go on, they get more conscious on that scale. They go from, you know, being in space of apathy, of being cut off, to, you know, maybe the next generation is at fear. I know my generation was at unfulfilled desire, which is 125 on the scale of 0 to 1000, which is not very high. So yes, there are people higher vibration than that, but generally speaking, that is the collective of my generation. So really, really fascinating. I know that when I had my younger children, I noticed things that I had never seen in children before. I was baffled and I was blown away. Now, I was also at a different place consciously than I was when I had my first two children. And so I believe that there were probably things that happened with my first two children that I never saw. I was definitely in a space of fear, of pain, of sadness, of, you know, all the things at that time. But when I had my older two, there were some things that I want to share with you that I saw within them that I was just like, whoa, what in the world? I've never seen this. For example, my daughter, I saw, she's now 11 years old, but she had very clear psychic abilities. She would tell me at a very young age, like, honestly, she was like 2 years old, and she would tell me things that were about to happen. And then they did. And it was really fascinating. And it wasn't scary. It was cool. It was really cool. Like, she would say, hey, mom, so-and-so is going to come to town this weekend. And then they did. They call me and say, hey, I'm coming to town, or things like that. And she still to this day has those psychic abilities very opened up. She's very aware and has those spiritual gifts. My son, I remember, he's now 12 years old, but I remember with him, he had a very keen awareness at such a young age of just his surroundings and things. I remember one time, it's almost kind of embarrassing to tell you guys these. It's not embarrassing because I know you're more open-minded, but it sounds like I'm making stuff up because it was so wild. It was just wild. But he was like 8 months old and he went down for a nap. And while he was down for a nap, any of you mamas, little babies know that is go time. You're like, whoa, I have maybe 2 hours to get some stuff done. And so I was hanging pictures on the wall and I hung a picture on this one particular wall in a room. And when he woke up from his nap, I went in, I picked him up, I got him, he was in my arms. And we walked out into that room that I had just hung a picture on the wall. And he noticed immediately and was pointing at it and was oohing and aahing over this picture on the wall, like basically complimenting me. He couldn't talk. He was 8 months old. He was pointing to the picture on the wall and going, ooh, like, hey mom, good job. You just hung a picture on the wall. You guys, I'm talking about an 8 month old. It was bizarre. And I just was like, wait a minute, is anyone else seeing this? This is crazy, right? They also had very clear communication. I have these two children very close in age. They're like, you know, almost Irish twins. They're 16 months apart, but very clear communication. I would have conversations. I remember my daughter having conversations with her when she was 2 years old. You know how a lot of children, they go through this mumbo jumbo phase where you're like, what are you saying? You know, and you're trying to decipher. I feel like they spoke clearly from day one. My son and my daughter, my youngest, from the alpha generation, they spoke very clear. I also observed, wow, what open hearts with so much love that both of these children have had since day one. And I remember just such profound things coming out of their mouths. There's one time that our family, we were fighting, me and my husband and the older two. I mean, you know, big, beautiful, chaotic family, which we're a blended family. And there were times that were not wonderful because we're normal and we would get in arguments or have those moments of combustion. And I remember one day where my oldest son, who's now in his 20s, he was a teenager. And, you know, push came to shove and there was a big family fight and all the older four of us, you know, me and my husband and my two older kids, we were all mad. At this time, my son, who's from that alpha generation, he said something that just stopped us all in our tracks. He said, families aren't supposed to do this. Families are supposed to love each other. And we all just kind of stopped and looked at each other like, whoa, we're getting called out by this five-year-old. And he has these big, huge hazel eyes that with these big, long, curly eyelashes that are just like, wow, I'm just like a sucker for this kid, obviously. But he was just like this wise soul in this little five-year-old body. And then I remember my daughter, when I talk about that open heart with so much love, I remember one time we saw this couple that was gay and she said, hey mama, are they gay? And I said, yes. And she goes, oh, that's beautiful, mom. And I just remember just being like, wow, these kids are just so full of love, of wisdom. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes they do things that are very human. And my daughter is, you know, a no-nonsense type girl. And she definitely is sassy and spicy and all the things. But I just have witnessed things with this younger generation. And not only my children, but other kids too. And it's really amazing. And that is one thing that Elena and Alejandro said, that collectively, here's the beautiful part that just brought tears to my eyes listening to their segment. And that was that collectively, that alpha generation is up until they said the year 2025 is where that generation goes up until. So all these babies and children that started coming into the planet around 2010 up until 2025, that they are currently at the vibration of love. And wow, that's just so beautiful. And in the year 2025, they will make up 25% of our population. So what does that do? That pulls that collective energy up as we move more towards the future and future years. I also have looked at, you know, I've had a belief for many years that we're told in our society that the longer you're on the planet, the older you are, the wiser you are. And I don't believe that. I want you to look around. Now, yes, of course, there are some people who are, the longer they're here, the wiser they get. Ideally, that's playing the game of life, right? Correctly. And you're starting to win because the longer you're here, the more you get in line with the truth of who you are. And you gain that wisdom and you start to remember your truth. You start to open up your heart and become more compassionate and less judgmental and more loving and more full of peace, not only towards other people, but also yourself. But when you look around, I don't see that. Do you really see that? Because I see there are several older generations that are very rigid and have, you know, these belief systems that are so structured that they think it has to be this. No, it needs to be this way. And if you don't follow this plan, then you're wrong. And then you can look at children. You can look at a five-year-old and they're much more loving. They'll run up to, you know, anyone and somebody that they know, maybe that's in the family. Let's say it's, you know, a family member who's doing things that other people don't think they should be doing. And they'll wrap their arms around them and give them a big kiss. So I believe that generally speaking, the longer someone is on the planet, here's been my theory. So you born and you just come from divine love. You just come from the other side, which is a much higher consciousness and it's love, right? You just came from that other side, that spirit world, from that dimension. And you come into this physical world. And the longer you're here, usually the further you walk into the world and away from where you just came, and you get more rooted into the ways of the world. And so that's why I believe a lot of older people are more rigid and they have less tolerance and less compassion and less love for people that are different than them. And they're very rooted in their beliefs that are ways of the world. But the children that have just come from that love and that light, they haven't been here that long. And so they're more connected to that other side. So when your kids or your grandchildren or any children that you know say things that might seem really bizarre to you, I would listen. I would really listen because they're probably telling you some profound things that you can really open up your mind and heart from. So, you know, what can we do? What can we do to support this generations? Can you imagine? This is the challenge here, because when you see these generations that are less conscious than their children, that's kind of backwards, right? We're taught that we're supposed to, you know, we're so wise and we're, you know, we get these kids that come into the planet and we're like, oh, let me tell you how this goes because you're a kid, I'm an adult, I know. And I don't see it that way. I actually see it as most of the time, our children are more conscious than us. And so when they speak, listen to them. Now, does that mean that we should just let them do whatever? And we're like, oh, they're five, but they're more conscious than me. So I don't need to give them any rules and they can go, you know, sleep at anyone's house? No, of course not. That's not what I mean. Our job is to guide them, protect them the best we can. But it's important to protect and also support these highly conscious beings that are flooding into the planet. And I believe that they're flooding into the planet to raise our consciousness, to raise our vibration, to ultimately heal our world. I think that, yes, right now, things are hard and they suck. Like, they're hard and they don't look that great to a lot of people. But I think that we're not going to stay here in this space that we're in mankind. I think that we are going to a much better place. And according to Elena and Alejandro in their readings, because they can also read what the future vibration will be, that it is eventually going to be that we will be at the vibration of love here on planet Earth. So that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I am working towards. I'm going to do my best to hold that vibration, at least in myself, and to strive towards that. But, you know, I believe that, you know, try as you might, whoever wants to try to keep these rigid beliefs, I don't think that you can stop this evolution. I don't think anyone can. But I also believe that most people that listen to this channel are more self-aware, that they strive to grow and have more open hearts and open minds. And so, yes, I don't think that anyone can stop this evolution of mankind. I think it's going to happen regardless. But I also think that there's ways that you and I can contribute to protect these highly conscious beings, and we can support them, and we can contribute to raise this vibration on planet Earth. And so what can we do? You know, I think about that. What can I do? How can we help our world? And I believe that, you know, I'm going to give you just a few things that I see that we can do. And number one, we can practice natural health. Our world has gotten so like crazy with Western medicine and all the toxins and all of the, you know, reaching outside of ourselves, going straight to that. And I could do a whole segment on this, and I believe I have. But the less toxins in the body and the brain for not only ourselves, but for these highly conscious beings, so that they can be able to have their awareness, and they don't have all of this stuff blocking that in their minds. And so I believe that, you know, practicing natural health is important to start there, and to really have those fundamental, that foundation of natural health. So that's the first one. The second one is, this one is what I always tell people when they are like, oh my gosh, I love my child so much and they're struggling. You know what I tell them? The best thing they can do for their child or someone in their life that is having a hard time, it's not going to be what you think, to heal yourself, to raise your own awareness. What? How often do we think about that, right? To raise our own awareness when someone else is having a hard time. Why is this such a big deal? Because when you heal yourself, when you raise your own awareness, then you are going to be able to be that support system for your highly conscious child. And you'll be able to see things that maybe you couldn't have seen before. Just like I talk about with raising, you know, my two sets of children, I was very unaware and not conscious with my first two children when they were younger. I have done a lot of work, and I definitely still have a lot of work to do, but it's delightful to have these conversations with my children and to have them come to me and to share my journey with them and to be able to help them through things that they're having a hard time with. But I think before I would have been like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm a mess myself. So do the work yourself. Focus on that beautiful soul looking back at you in the mirror and raise your own awareness. That's really important to help and support these children coming in. Number three, be open-hearted and open-minded. I know our world is changing, and I know there's a lot of things that feel scary. They feel like wrong because we have been taught like for so long that it needs to be a certain way. and try to be open-hearted and open-minded the best you can, and really step back and look at if it is rooted in love. You know, one of the main subjects that come to mind for me with this is the LGBTQ movement. To me, is it rooted in love? I say, yes, it is. Now, of course, are there things that people are very uncomfortable with? Should it be taught in school? As far as, you know, in the curriculum, should teachers be asking children their sexuality? I don't think so. I don't think that's their place. I don't think that that is any of their business. But as far as parents go and seeing things within your children and just the way you talk about other people, you don't know who you're raising. You don't know. That child is young and they're listening and they might be feeling a certain way that you don't even know. They might have been born a certain way that you're not even aware of. And so if you're, you know, spewing hateful things about other people and their sexuality, then your child might be listening. They are listening. And so just being aware of whether you have a compassionate and loving heart, that's really important. And then the last one that I want to leave you with is for us, I'm speaking to myself too. I'm totally speaking to myself with all of these, but for us to reach for guiding with love versus controlling with fear. Now, I think this is, oh man, you other parents, I know you feel me on this one, but isn't it tricky when you have a child to not try to control them because of your fear? It's scary when you have a child. It's scary when you have a teenager. It is scary when you have an adult child that moves out and they are now completely on their own. And try to let go of that control and that fear. It's not an easy feat, but when we can become clear that that's not our job to control another human being, just because we were the mom that brought that baby into the world, it's not, that doesn't make it your responsibility or your right to control them. It's our job to guide them and to protect them the best we can while they are in our nest, in our care, and to guide them with love. After that, we have to let go. I mean, of course, guide them with love their whole life, but to reach for that versus the fear and the control. So it's exciting to see where our world is going. I mean, there's really never a dull moment on planet Earth these days. Ever since 2020, it's like, whoa, what's going to happen? You know? But pulling ourselves out of the drama, out of the fear, and really believing in these next generations, and really opening our eyes and seeing, just do this. You'll see, you'll start to observe other children. I was on the beach last week and I was looking at, after I heard that segment on the different generations, I was looking at these different children and it was beautiful. It was delightful. I noticed so many of these children, like, you know, if you look at them, if you're aware, they will look you right in the eye. And it's like, oh, I see you, you little alpha. So cute, so darling, and so promising for our future. So thank you for being here with me. Click the link below. Would love to have you come join my email, my Magic Monday. I will send you positivity to your inbox every week. So click the link below if you're not on that. I will talk to you next week. Much love. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.